Paul Epitaph's Letter 4. Apo phanastai ta phenomena. Let the flower turn flesh, rainbow into meteorological data, glorious glory into gilt or guano, animate into inanimate. But my inanimate reader with imagination, an animal has no escapes to be anything else because it has no imagination. It lives life without consequence. It desires, and it desires to be alive, and this not so much feeling but longing is its minimum consequence. End the poem, inconsequentially, maximalistically, yet artlessly desires to be creature too. Abstractly alive, inanimate but intimate, it moves discreetly as time-space event before it turns into bone. There, fossilized lover, but why codex the body, sex, the soul, the other? Let's come close enough to keep a distance. Let's leave the book semi-shut. But this frustration, this quiet fury between delight and disgust, the split second between feeling and failing body or the heart or the catastrophic poem, this coming too close to keep a distance, this historic hesitation that neutralizes the composer and nullifies the composed before accident or mercy would compose it into composition, this meticulous tiptoeing over miniatures, the trivia, the frivolous details of arranging and deranging, the pause at semi-turning the page, nevertheless is always also fueled by affection, even if the creature we are fond of wears the Medusa's head. The attentive artist, my grammophobic reader, calls it making love from lufu, lufu or lu. Responsiveness, in other words, with which we observe the body while alive just before it turns, before dust sets in the civic swimming space. The painter for this purpose, then Vasari writes in 1568 in Vita di Leonardo, carries to a room of his own into which no one entered save himself alone, lizards, great and small, crickets, serpents, butterflies, grasshoppers, bats and other strange kinds of sludge-like animals, some of these animals he dissected, out of the number of which he formed a great ugly creature, most horrible and terrifying, which emitted a poisonous breath and turned the air to flame. And he made it coming out of a dark and jagged rock, belching forth venom from its open throat, fire from its eyes, and smoke from its nostrils, in so strange a fashion that it appeared altogether a monstrous and horrible thing. And so long did he labour over making it that the stench of the dead animals in that room was past bearing, but the artist did not notice it, so great was the love that he bore towards art. But, ergophobic lover, so great is the artist's love that he gives his love for what for us is only a word item in the dark catalogue of common things. For us, O sceptic spectator, this artless sacrifice is too artful and almost as histrionic as the history of swimming. And so great was the scribe's compassion for the master that he became his witness, his confidante, his companion, co-composing the monstrosity made from ecstasy, excrement and chance. So viva Vasari, viva postscript survivor, and viva all faithful anonymous scribes who love with the wrong love.